Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. In the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord. The sermon preparation for today was shadowed by the horrific events in El Paso and Dayton last weekend. Those events are eerily similar to 9/11/01, except last weekend's attacks were from the inside. 9/11 was an attack from the outside. It is startling yet redeeming to read and hear today's gospel open with these words. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, that is, his eternal life. We're not going to do politics from the pulpit today. That is not done by faithful Lutherans. But we will get to the basics of those who shoot and those who are brought into the life of the Holy Trinity. Basics that can stir our thinking and our doing. Reading about the shooters shows their extreme loneliness and their lack of friends, but also reveals the frightening realities of social media, where they can congregate with people of like minds. These individuals have no connection with the real Lord God. They are swallowed up by the gods that the world offers as substitutes for him. These gods are trouble, deep trouble. They focus exclusively on the lives of these people and then run those same lives into destruction and death. On their media sites, they actually keep score when these shooters unleash their destructive actions. On the other hand, what about those of us who have been brought into the Trinity's life? Well, two things come to mind. First, we can press our politicians on all levels to do a much better job of protecting all citizens from the evils of this world. Second, we can increase our participation in the holy places given us by the Lord God. The first reality is that our political leaders should do a much better job of determining and treating those who are mentally ill. The second reality is to let the Lord God draw you and me more fully into his holy places. Today's gospel does the latter by unpacking two characteristics of the life that you and I have in the Holy Trinity. In the two verses, that is 33 and 34, that follow the opening verse about the Father gifting us with his life, our Lord sketches out the first characteristic by urging us to lessen our dependence on the things of this world's life. He is not turning you and me to be irresponsible in our actions by selling our possessions and giving to the needy. There are times when you and I have to scramble for a new air conditioner or pay for a major truck repair. But he is alerting his people to not let the world's things become the ultimate treasure in our lives. And you and I know that trying to carry this out is much more difficult than it looks. But remember, it is the Father's intent to give his people the treasures that stream in from eternity. It is those treasures that should dominate our thinking and our doing. In the verses that follow, 35 through 40, our Lord sketches out the second characteristic of the life we have in the Holy Trinity, an alertness that is typical of his baptized people. As those who work for an employer, we are to be aware of when he or she are returning so we can assist them even if it is in the middle of the night. The employer will recognize such alertness and in turn will work for them. This characteristic of alertness is reinforced when Jesus mentions the preparations that a person can make to prevent a home burglary. This striking passage closes with our Lord urging his followers to such alertness that they do not miss the coming of the Son of Man. Initially, this coming was Jesus' approaching crucifixion and resurrection. Ultimately, this coming is our Lord's return at the end of time. So in between these huge realities are the comings that stream in on a weekly basis from the Lord's holy places of baptism in the Scriptures, forgiveness in the Eucharist, into his parish communities throughout the world. Shadowed by the terrifying events of last weekend, you and I see the basics of those who shoot, as well as of those who are the Lord's baptized people. As his people, our primary task is to concentrate on the life he has given us. The life of those who shoot are the responsibility of those involved in this country's laws and in the maintenance of such laws. We pray that the latter will make every effort to reduce and possibly eliminate such shootings. In the meantime, though, the Lord's people should be heavily involved in letting him shake up our lives and embed us more fully in his holy places. During this Pentecost season, you and I have been conversing with him and with one another. After last weekend, these conversations are being taken to another deeper level. Because we have to live in this world, the Lord's parish communities often find their life and work getting into a routine that does not flow from his holy places. This routine, generated by Satan and his colleagues, tends to be focused in ourselves and in our emotions. Well, this routine bogs a parish's life and work down, perhaps even turning it into a religious insurance agency that happens to have a good product and its own representative. Satan loves it when we understand our parishes this way, because he knows that we'll then tend to take them for granted and will call on them only when we see the need for its product. My friends, this is not why we were baptized into the Holy Trinity. And this is not why we are members of this parish community. Our baptisms were intended first to rescue us from the world's life and to immerse us in the life pouring from the Son's crucifixion and resurrection. Second, those same baptisms are intended to keep us embedded in the Lord's holy places so we can become more familiar with the startling mysteries of his life. Third, our baptisms are intended to reflect the Lord's life to the people around us, especially those who are not aware of him and those who are cruelly trapped by the gods provided by Satan and his colleagues. It is true that you and I live in a generation when many people, most people, treat the Lord's life casually or who just ignore it. But those attitudes have to be confronted. Otherwise, you and I are flirting with the realities of hell. And if we want to see what hell honestly looks like, all we have to do is revisit the basics of those who shoot. The honest truth is that all of us, baptized or not, need to jettison the gods we have created and maintained, thus making room for the real God to push into our lives and to keep us in his life. So last weekend is calling all of us to be much more alert and to recognize there is only one significant life, the life spilling out from the sun's dying and rising for the people of this world. May the Holy Spirit impel all of us to be much more aware of the holy places that surround and impact our lives. May the Holy Spirit rework the ministry of his parish communities so they can be faithful to the life and the work he has given them to do in this world. May the Holy Spirit expose us more and more to his scriptures and his sacraments. May the Holy Spirit enable you and me to catch the full impact of our Lord's words today. Fear not, baptized people. It is your Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom, that is, the realities of his eternal life. Amen. Now may the peace of the Lord God, which is beyond all understanding, keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, our Lord.